Welcome to the Hacker News Daily for Sunday, July 8th. Today's highlights: Mac OS Mojave removes subpixel anti-aliasing, making non-retina displays blurry, and Learn C and Build Your Own Lisp, an article from 2014. So let's get started. Top number one item of today: Mac OS Mojave removes subpixel anti-aliasing, making non-retina displays blurry. That's a discussion from Reddit. It scored 430 points and raised, a decent amount of 441 comments. Well-deserved, top number one. Second up, Learn C and Build Your Own Lisp. As mentioned, from 2014, seems to be sort of a blog post from a private blog. It scored 420 points and raised a tiny amount of 57 comments. Number three, guidelines for brutalist web design. It scored 390 points and raised 160 comments. Next up, how to drop 10 million packets per second. It's from the Cloudflare blog. It scored 181 points and raised only 28 comments. Number five, 52 Hertz Whale. Seems to be an interesting article from the English Wikipedia. It scored 180 points and raised almost 30 comments. Number six for today, where Grab came from. It's a video from YouTube. It scored 162 points and raised 35 comments. Number seven of today, Amiga 600 FPGA conversion. It's from a website called amigalove.com. It scored 157 points and raised 31 comments. Next up, South Korea has limited a working week to 52 hours in order to stop overwork. It's from weforum.org. It scored almost 150 points and raised a discussion of 100 comments. Well, can be debated, working hours, certainly. Number nine, research shows the difference between emotional and informational support. It's from psychologytoday.com. It scored 142 comments. No, hang on. Let's wrap up again. Psychologytoday.com, it scored 142 points and raised 71 comments. Here we go. And last but not least for today, Sunday, again, Apple saying Apple's AirPods and Live Listen are a revolution for the hearing impaired. That's interesting. For slightly disabled people, impaired hearing, and these earplugs. Interesting topic comes from QZ.com, scored 128 points and raised 70 comments. That's the Hacker News Daily for July 8th, and hopefully see you tomorrow.